I love that song.
Me too.
Sorry, we were talking about Ethiopian food. There's a really good Ethiopian place in Central.
Dude, oh my God, that place is so good. And they're temporarily closed until... You're there when? Yeah, they're temporarily closed until November 11th because of a family emergency. And it's so sad because I was going to go there on Tuesday with Lily, and now we can't. So sad. That place is so good.
Shout out the Ethiopian place in Central Square. It's really good. Sorry for that. Okay, Dominic. I love that song. I love that song. I love Tomish.
Me too.
You guys covered it so well. It just, I'm like floating. It sounds so
yes,
good.
That's the goal.
Okay, it's 1:02. If you guys want to play one more song, because we'll have a really quick set change. I don't know if you have any more prepared or not.
We do, but I don't want to take away from the next person.
How many songs do you have, Amelia?
How many songs did they do?
How many songs have you guys done?
Seven?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
You have like...
I have like... Honestly, they can do one more because like I'd be fine doing six.
Okay, Amelia says do one more.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Then we'll do one more. This one's called Give Me Mercy. I wrote this with my best friend. It's about breaking up with someone and feeling really shitty about it. All right, let's go.
Twice.
Yeah, yikes. Yikes indeed.
Standing at the gate, looking up, your name hits my face. They said I gotta pay. Time is up, I'm due for my mistakes. I can't forget, taking years to settle this debt. Hey, I'm dragging my feet, got a chain of lives behind. Me. Myself in this position. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Wanted to be free, flew away and fell into. Learn to pray, find the things that made me this way. Hey, I can't outrun what's already been done. Myself in this position.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us. I'm just going to say Jack Huling on guitar, Danny Huerta on drums, Ollie Unger on bass, Evan Ford on keys. My name is Cordelia Fox. Cordelia Fox music on all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Cordelia Fox on streaming mm-hmm. platforms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you guys so much for having us. We freaking love it here.
Oh, I love you guys.
Yay.
Follow Post at Austin's Goal on Instagram. And again, this was 91.5 FM Domifo Medford Toast Free from Radio. This is Kim. We'll be back in like 5 minutes
yes.
with Amelia Vaughn.
Stick around.
An old friend of mine.
Yay.
Not 5 minutes. Maybe don't. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
Wait, Constantine, go into Studio A. Because we have to. Peace.
Peace.
See you
thank
soon.
Thank you. Bye. Woo.
Shall we beat this or celebrate it? You're not the one to talk things through. Ooh. You checked your text while I masturbated. Mama Link, I feel so used. Ooh. Found my cell phone, Spencer's pew. Trace your shadow with my shoe.
Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio. Only here on WMFO. And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
Hi, I think we're on. Sorry. Oh, okay. But bye, Cordelia. Love you. Well, love you guys. Loud. Bye. Thank you for all for coming. Hello, we're back. And now we have a very special, 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 special guest, Amelia Vaughn. This is her second time coming. Yes, yes.
Hi.
Sorry, answering a question. So many things happening. Amelia Vaughn and I go way back. We have been friends since freshman year of high school. Shout out Cathedral Catholic High School and Canyon Crest Academy. Kind of. Maybe not. Well, yeah.
Or shout out CCA.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Yeah. but yeah, old friend of mine, amazing, amazing girl, amazing songwriter, singer, everything.
Shucks.
And she's gonna, are you doing all originals today?
I am.
Okay, cool.
Sorry.
No. No reason to be sorry. That's great. I'm excited. I'm happy to hear all of your music. And you have a lot of music released.
I do, yeah. I'm trying to release a single every day. Every day.
What?
Every other week. I'm just kidding.
I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, you've been on it.
Yeah, I really have, honestly. It's been hard, but I just got a deal with like The Orchard, which is this really cool publishing company. So
wow. Congrats.
Yeah, they've been like, I have to record the single like months and months before it actually releases. So that's the only issue, because I'm like, I feel like my sound changes so frequently.
Yeah, you want to get it out.
Yeah, and then like once my song comes out, I'm like, wait,
I forgot.
I don't really like this.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, but you know, that's okay. Growth. It's good that you can recognize that. And what was I gonna say? What else is there to say about you? You're beautiful.
Oh, you are too.
But like, so you would describe your music as? Soft girl.
I wish it was giving that. I want to say like alternative, like indie pop folk. Oh my gosh, everyone's like laughing at me, guys. I'm just gonna say pop. Is it pop music? Like, I don't really know.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
it's
chill
like pop. Yeah, but it's not like pop, you know.
It's heartfelt pop.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. Or like,
I don't know,
dreamy. It's dream wave.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, it's not.
Okay, well, if you want to introduce, and feel free to like talk about these songs, like what they mean to you, how you wrote them, as you introduce them. So, or if you don't want to do that, you don't have to.
Oh no, I will.
Okay,
I will.
Cool. Go ahead.
So this first song is called Watch the Moon, and it is about an ex of mine. Yeah, that's all. This is Watch the Moon, out on all streaming platforms. Please stream. Yeah. I don't trust you, but I want to. But people have said there's a woman on you, and you put your hands underneath the sweatshirt you told me I could keep. And here he is, not a beacon of light could show me his dark side. But I watch the moon, makes me feel closer to you. Still feel you in my room when it's 12 in the morning. Can I call you in the AM? 'Cause when everybody wants you, it's an awkward situation. I knew. Looking at pictures of, looking at pictures of you. Seasons change, but I hope you stay. When you come home, will you love me the same? It's the little things, like when I pull away. You bring me right back, that's my saving grace. And here he is in those black leather boots every girl wants to pursue. Well, I watch the moon, makes me feel closer to you. Still feel you in my room when it's 12 in the morning. Can I call you in the AM? 'Cause when everybody wants you, it's an awkward situation. I knew. Looking at pictures of, looking at pictures of you and I together. And looking at pictures of you and I together. And looking at pictures of you.
Woo. That was beautiful. I'll mute
thank
it.
Thank you.
One of those mics slipped down and she is pointing at the ground.
Oh.
But it sounds great still.
Here, I feel like I made it worse.
Daniel is fixing it. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
That was beautiful. I feel like I know so much about you, so it's kind of hard to ask a question. But we are both from San Diego. We are both now in Boston. And, I mean, this freaking semester has been like San Diego weather. In Boston, TBH, I feel.
Yeah, I know. It really has. That's what I was thinking,
It keeps
too.
Going back to, like, 70s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I really like it because I need that vitamin D.
True.
I really need that vitamin D. Because I feel like I always get so sick when I'm here. Like, I'm sick constantly, but I haven't gotten sick yet. And I'm honestly, like, so grateful for it.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Dominic, for taking pictures. Goodbye.
Thanks, Dominic.
Anyways, we're both juniors. You're graduating next year as well? Are you finishing?
Yes. Okay, so I actually haven't really announced this. This is like the perfect place to announce this. But so I'm going to stay here for the rest of this semester and next semester. But then I'm actually going online and going to move to LA next year in May. So
wow. And you're going to finish your last year?
Yes. Just online.
Mm.
Yup.
Why?
Oh, wait, sorry. That was like a big sigh.
Okay.
Well, a lot of reasons. Partly because of like the opportunities in LA right now.
Yeah.
For me, and then another part because I think Berkeley is a great school but has some issues.
Right. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm. But
very much so.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. And are you like living alone? Do you know?
So my roommate right now actually is doing the same thing. So I think we're going to like
perfect.
Do a little situation together. But I know. But we'll see what happens. I may like live at home for like, of course,
yeah.
like a couple months.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Then
get things figured out.
Yeah. So I'm trying to save up my money.
Well, that's awesome. That sounds great to me.
Yes.
And hello to Amelia's parents if they're listening.
Hello, hello.
Y'all are awesome. Anyways, you want to introduce your next song?
Yes. Speaking of parents, Kai Kim's mom, this is your fave. This is Dead Bouquets. I remember I played this last time and you really liked this. So I was like, I'm just going to play it again.
So true.
Okay. This one is called Dead Bouquets, and it's a song when someone likes you, but you don't like them back. So sorry about that. Told you to wait outside, 'cause in the end he's just a friend who's leaving. We take his car for a drive, all the way to LA, back home before dinner time. But I feel so selfish, don't know. If I want you, 'cause every day I wake up and fall in love with someone new. Dead bouquets are living in my room, and he said he will wait till I come crawling back, begging him to stay. But I do miss that face, 'cause I will never know what is good for me. But I feel so selfish, don't know. Not the only girl.
into. Said I'm not the only girl you're lying to.
Beautiful. I can't believe you remembered that my mom specifically liked that one. Because you played like 2 years ago.
Yeah, bro. That, it stuck with me.
Aw.
It stuck with me.
That's so cute. Yeah, that's great. 2 years ago. I mean, I haven't seen... Well, we hung out over the summer a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
We did some work together.
Yeah, we did some work together. She works for my mom part-time.
Yeah, for like a month or two. It was a great experience. Thank you.
We have to collab more.
We gotta get back on that.
I know. I've been off my social media grind, my content grind.
Gotta get you back on the content grind, girl.
I know.
It's hard.
It's so true. It is hard. It's so hard to post every day. That's why I'm so envious of people who can just post on TikTok every day, because it's like, it's better for like your career in the long end to like be doing that, but it's just it's so draining,
and it just feels so like stupid.
It does. I know. I feel like just like cringy doing it.
Yeah,
like really just like icky.
Yeah,
but yeah. I guess that's the career path I'm headed in.
It's the plight of being a young artist.
This is true,
but that's okay. Okay, keep playing music.
We'll keep playing. This song is called Sunny State of Mind. It recently came out I think it came out in September, but I may be wrong. But this song is about just having a crush on someone, and it literally says that in the song, and it's just like a really like cutesy little song. I wrote it like a couple years ago, but it didn't end up like producing and releasing it until like recently. But yeah, this is Sunny State of Mind. And if you like it, go check it out on all platforms once again. This is Sunny State of Mind. Let's try that again. This is Sunny State of Mind. The way you dye your hair, brown, orange, and red. I like how you don't really care about the things I've done or said. I think I have a crush on you, but I don't really know yet. Scared to see if this is true. Cause what if I fall, miss a train, all your calls, hearing things in the walls, telling me what I'm not. Little girl, who is she? Guess that I'm bittersweet, but we danced in the street, watching you, watching me. But I would walk 500 million miles, go through tribulations every trial, and I don't know how Venus looks on Mars, but frankly I'm incapable of love so unforgettable. So why hang me out to dry in my sunny state of mind? Saw you looking at me, drinking your coffee, and I say I didn't notice, but I was focused on building a future with you in that moment, and I don't deserve it. The way that you exist, you captured my moments, and I can't believe that you're mine. But I would walk 500 million miles. Through tribulations
Frankly, I'm incapable of love, so unforgettable. So why hang me out to dry in my sunny state of mind?
Woo! So good. I love that one.
Thank you.
I know all these ones. But I don't know like them by name. So when you say it, I'm like, okay, I recognize the name, but I don't know. I can't hear it in my head yet. And then you play, I'm like, oh, I know this one.
Like, I know this one.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to tune to drop D.
Okay.
Really quick. So
go
yeah.
ahead. I will mute your guitar. What should we? Well, Amelia's boyfriend is here. Julian.
Yep.
Do you want to say something about Amelia?
Hi. I'm Julian. I'm Amelia's boyfriend. For anyone listening on the radio, but I just want to say that Amelia is actually, I mean, obviously you guys can tell, but she's super talented, and she's actually a great songwriter and singer. Like, there are a lot of people at Berkeley where it's like they'll do the songwriter thing and it's like it's cool, but it's like super basic. But like, I'm like a super jazz person, so like I've always like not really gravitated towards the songwriters, but I actually really like a lot of Amelia's music because she uses the cool chords and she's good at writing songs and she's really cool. That's all I have to say, but she's doing a good job too.
Amazing.
That was a great
So sweet.
Yeah No, I totally agree with that. I also like cannot write songs. It's so hard, but you have it down. You really do.
Thank you. I've just been doing it for so long. But yeah, also just like PSA, Halloween was last night for all those who like, if you know, you know. Like, my voice is a little bit raspy today, but hopefully I sound okay.
You sound amazing. On that note, let me do a PSA.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take the time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD. 411 or visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. I don't really know what they mean by that.
Like,
this is the fatherhood involvement PSA. Well, dads are important, and if you want to be a dad, I guess you can just go to fatherhood.gov and they'll hook you up. I don't know. That's what is
it? Oh, yeah. Shout out Ted Vaughn.
Yes. Theodore. And Ken.
And Ken Kuros.
Yes. That's what we have like this dad thing going on. Cause we should have done that for last night. Cause Cordelia said that her, personal hotspot password was dad.
Dad, really?
And Constantine's is like 7777777777.
Oh my god, mine's literally 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8.
Wow, okay. 6, 7, that's
ooh,
good.
Should I have...
You got the right number.
Really?
Yeah.
I just guessed.
There's 10 of them.
Wow, okay. I just have a great memory.
Wait, there's 10 dads?
No, there's 10 sevens in my hotspot password. If anyone sees a hotspot called Constantine's iPhone, now you know. Free Wi-Fi.
10
you can get
sevens.
On that.
I feel like no one would have gotten that.
Well,
that's like a good password.
Except for me. I just guessed, actually. I don't know. Okay, keep playing music.
Okay, this one is a little bit on the sadder side. On the sour side. Or not sour. Ew, I don't want to say that. But this song is called Skeleton, also out on all streaming platforms. But this song is about... whenever I perform, I say it's about college boys in college, just because of course, like, not like the wonderful men in the studio here today, but just like those, like, you know, just like those boys who are like, you're using me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Shout out to my girlies. This is Skeleton. Sorry, big stretch. Okay. This is Skeleton. Okay, here we go. I am the empty drink up on your shelf. I tried to sell myself into your hands. Your bet you're picking me up on the weekend. I can't get enough. Do you say that you want me? Your skin on my body, now I can't take back all that I gave you, and I know that you won't call me when I get home. Oh. Need my skeleton back, everybody. Took from the body I own, and I know you say you've been busy at home, but really I know that you're stoned on the couch with some girl in your t-shirt that I wore last Friday. Guess I'm not a keeper. I know I'm alone. Take what you want and choose every risk. Go on top and you get away with it. Yeah, I know it's my fault. I put you on like a white glove. My drug, now I'm losing sleep over us. Oh, need my skeleton back, everybody. Took from the body I own, and I know you say you've been busy at home, but really I know that you're stoned on the couch with some girl in your t-shirt that I wore last Friday. Guess I'm not a keeper, I know. At least I know, at least I know, I'm alone.
That was beautiful. Wait. I remember that one.
Thanks.
I know that one.
Yes. It's a sad one.
Wait, what time is it?
I'm like, let's sing it again.
Oh, cool. So we have like 13 minutes left.
Okay, perfect.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything that you want to like plug, talk about, show coming up?
Ooh,
anything?
So I do have a show coming up in New York City at Brooklyn Music Kitchen. So I have a show coming up. I think that's on November.
Nineteenth?
Is it on the 19th?
It's your show.
Ah, dang it! Wait, give me 1 second. Can
I? If it's over Thanksgiving, I can come.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm afraid it'll be like a week early.
Shoot. Yeah, I think it's let me see. Oh, yes. It's on the 19th. You're so right, Julian. Love. Yes, okay. Yes. It's on the 19th, so you guys can come to that. And then I also have a song coming out that's like a wintery song.
Ooh, yeah, if winter ever comes.
If winter ever comes.
It's not even freaking fall
that's
yet.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, that's what we were talking about. That's like saying
every week it's 75 degrees and I look at the weather and I'm like, surely it's not going to be 75 degrees again next week. And now it's 3 weeks in a row. It's 75 degrees.
Dude, yeah. It's crazy.
Next week again. It's supposed to be 77 on Wednesday. What's up with that?
Next week again.
Yeah, turn me down. that's like 25 degrees above average. Crazy.
That's like a good thing though, right? Or do you like not like it?
Climate change.
Oh.
Yeah. I like.
I'm like, ooh, I get to wear my cute top today. Like.
I love. I know. I love. Yeah. I love fall. I know. I know. Why am I wearing a short sleeve I Heart New York shirt and shorts? I know. For everyone listening, you know, I've told this story quite a few times in the past few hours, but I was in New York yesterday getting my visa, my study visa for I'm studying abroad in Vienna next semester, and it was a crazy day. I was sprinting throughout New York City. It was so hot. but I did it. So, and anyways, I got this I Heart New York shirt from Penn Station because I felt like I needed to have something to remember this crazy thing that I had to do. So I'm wearing that today. And
yes,
it's also foreshadowing Amelia's show in New York.
It is. Yeah. So pop out if you can.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. I need an I Heart New York shirt. Because I feel like it goes so good with so many different things.
Yeah, everyone kind of just needs one. I wish I would have gotten, like, a smaller one, because now... But I like it. I don't know.
Mm.
I was like, do I want it to be baby tee? Do I want it to be not baby tee?
Yeah, I want, like, the Britain flag. You know, like, those Britain flag shirts?
Classic.
Like, the ginger spice. Mm-hmm. I really want that shirt, too. Is
this a That's so, like, Brandy Melville. And you played at Brandy Melville?
Oh, I just got roasted.
Wait, how was that experience? Playing at Brandy Melville.
Oh my gosh, playing it, it was crazy. Like, I felt like I was like an influencer.
Yeah.
It was nuts. I was in my, do you guys know who Enya and Drew are?
Oh yeah, I was them last year for Halloween. I met them at the Grove.
Oh my God, I remember. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I wish that I was Love there. Them. But I was like in my Enya era and I kept like filming everything and I got free clothes and I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow. Did they, so they like dressed you and they like.
It was basically this like big like walk-in closet and I got to full of Brandy Melville and I got to pick out 10 items to like that
Whoa.
I could keep and take
Whoa.
Home. 10. So yeah. So I got to pick out 10 items. And then because I got to pick out an outfit per song. And so it ended up being like 10 items at the end. So I picked out an outfit for each of my like songs. Because I think I ended up doing 3 or 4 songs. I think I did four. Four songs. So I got some skirts. I got some pants. Actually, no, I don't. I can't fit into their pants. I got sweatpants.
Yeah, their pants are literally tiny.
They're so small. I know. It is sad. But I don't know. I love Brandy Melville. They have like really good basic tops and stuff, but I don't know. I like.
But the ideology is bad.
Yeah. This message is sponsored by Brand. I'm just kidding. It's not.
No, it's not.
Let's clear that.
play something else. Brandy Pop.
Okay. This next song. Ooh. This next song is called Sober. And I wrote this after the first time someone broke up with me. And it's like I'm sober from that relationship. Let's clarify that. Like not like from drugs or anything. Okay, this is Sober.
Wish I had the answers. Guess I'm used to this. Feelings keep floating around. can't stop them, not even me, not even me. I disagree, there's no guarantee. So what's the point of crying now and shouting that my life is over? Moving out and getting older, I don't need your sympathy or closure. And I'm not your smoker, I'm one day sober. Was that impulsive? A FaceTime on the phone and your red eyes and my surprise. Oh, and the blind side. And then he said goodnight. Oh, I can't sleep. You took love from me. Yeah, you're a thief. And my bad ending. So what's the point of crying now and shouting that my life is over? Moving out and getting older, I don't need your sympathy or closure. I'm not no smoker, I'm one day sober. Oh. Touch me while my chest caves in one more time, one more time. Stab me till you hit the bone. I wanna die all the time, all the time. Whoa. So what's the point of shouting that my life is over? Moving out and getting older, I don't need your sympathy or closure. I'm not no smoker, but I'm one day sober.
Beautiful.
Whoop.
Love it. Is that a new one?
I
feel like I haven't heard that.
I know. I feel like I've never played it on this show before, but it's actually like really old. It's not released.
Oh, okay.
It's one that's like in the bag still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think I was going to, but I thought it sounded a little too similar in the vibe from like to Skeleton, because they're both an open D and like. They both use like the same, like some of the same chords, and they're both sad. So I was like, let's switch it up. But yeah. Maybe I'll release it later, depending on like, did you guys like it?
Yeah.
Was it good? Was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you.
I really liked it. Okay, we probably have time for one more song.
Yeah, I do have one more song. Perfect. And it is Draw on My Jeans, guys.
Yes.
Just released this one. Woo! Shout out to Julian, who plays drums on it, who's here right now. Woo!
Yes, Julian.
So good. Yes. Let's get into it.
Okay, get on the drum kit.
Really? Oh, that's about to be loud.
No, it's not.
I'm
going to
be like, me. You're about to be. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I have to tune this, like, two strings.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'll do a little closeout then before you finish up. Again, this was Post at Allison's Glow. I'm Kim. You're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Free from Radio. Happy Halloween. Thank you to everyone who came, helped today. Thank you to Cordelia. Thank you to Amelia, Constantine, Daniel, Dominic, Michelle and Julia, who do our graphics, and they kill it every time. And let's hear the last song.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah, my graphics are really cute, so thank you, whoever did them. Michelle, thank you, Michelle. Okay. Yeah, this song is about and like another song about having a crush on someone. But fun fact, this song is actually about a guy that I met on Hinge that I never ended up meeting ever because he stood me up on a date.
Whoa.
But yeah, but let's get into it. But then guess what? My friend was like, let's have a girls' night. Amelia, let's have a girls' night. So I was like, let's have a girls' night. Shout out Callie. Thank you, Callie.
Oh, love her.
Oh my God, don't we love
yes.
I love Callie.
She is so sweet.
We have to all hang soon.
Yeah.
Like, when are you I'm just kidding.
I'll share my G-call.
My voice is like cracking. This is so embarrassing. Okay. But what was I talking about? Oh yeah. So Callie